On average, Americans eat nearly 50 billion hamburgers every year, according to the Center for Investigative Reporting. That's 3 per person per week, or enough to circle the Earth 32 times. Our region is home to some great burger joints, but often there's more to these places than just a good burger. Our Austin Carter is a self-proclaimed burger enthusiast and is starting a new series of stories about the people that make these burgers special. His first installment of Beyond the Burger begins in Marshall County, Kentucky.
Amidst acres of farmland sits a small gray building with 2 older gas pumps under a red awning that harken back to a time before you could swipe your credit card at the pump. The Brewer's Grocery has been around a long time. It's a little place where farmers and locals can stop in to top off their tank, grab a beer, or a bite to eat. They serve breakfast and lunch with an array of American staples, from biscuits and gravy and hash browns to cheeseburgers, chicken sandwiches, or hot ham and cheese. Nearly everyone here has a background in farming, including the owner.
We have a milk buffalo. We have some ox which we can use as a plow. We don't have that time modern technology available, so we use mostly ox to plow the field and all.
That's Sonny Patel. He and his family own the Brewer's Grocery. They immigrated from India about 17 years ago, and in some ways, the Patels stand out in Marshall County. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 97.9% of the county's population is white, with just 1% foreign-born persons. Sonny is warm and endearing as he talks about his past, and he's come a long way from hitching his plow to an ox to tend his family's fields. He says there's always an adjustment when coming to a new place.
First thing, you don't know the people. Second thing, people don't know you. That's what it is. If they know you, then you're all right.
After 9 months of owning the store, many people have gotten to know the Patels and their menu, like Mike Burchett, who stops in for lunch when he's farming in the area.
Well, sometimes I get to fried bologna. They have good fried bologna and have pretty good cooks here. We like the lady that does our food.
That lady is Sonny's wife, Rushmi. She tends a small flat iron grill in a blue floral shirt with her dark hair tied back. She says there's one thing that brings in many of her hungry customers.
A lot of people come here and say, you are to make a good cheeseburger on the world. You are a good cheeseburger making in Marshall County.
And good cheeseburgers are why I'm here. This Indian-American vegetarian whips up a juicy loaded burger with all the trimmings, including jalapenos for some added flair. It was fresh and fixed to order with a side of friendly conversation and discussion. While cheeseburgers are what brought me and many others to the Brewer's Grocery, it's not what brought the Patels to America or West Kentucky.
I love democracy and freedom, opportunity. That's me bring me over here.
Cultures meet here in the store and find common ground they have as Americans. Beliefs about the importance of work, the freedom of self-determination, and the inevitable need to adapt to the present.
This country is the land of the free. You have a lot of opportunity to do. This country is expecting from you to do something. If you are here, move forward. That's what we teach from this country. Time change, you change. But don't change your honesty, your policy, what you believe in.
Times change and we change, though one thing always has a power to bring people together, and that's food. I left the store feeling like I'd gained more than just a good meal. I felt like I'd reinforced my belief in the American dream and spirit, embodied by hardworking people looking for opportunities to grow and move forward. For WKMS News, I'm Austin Carter.